Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, here we go again. It's the second show of 2023. Judith, I don't think 2023 is my year. I know we're only 11 days in, but so far, they've not been the best 11 days of my life.
Of course,
life.
They haven't, Jenny.
They haven't.
But before we go any further,
we need to say a big thank you to the gang. A massive response to the podcast. So many emails. We've been inundated, haven't we, Judith?
Oh, it's been so touching, actually. And lots of people really were, well, very impressed that you were able to do it. And
well, that's because I'm a hard-faced cow.
They're grateful that you could do it. And also, I think we're saying, look, it's good, actually, for people to talk about the process of death, if they can. And it's, you know, and lots of people sent us emails about, I suppose, similar experiences, really. It's
so many. That was the thing that touched me the most, is that, I mean, we are of an age, let's face it.
I am
nearly 63. And, I mean, I was very lucky to have June for so long.
I know, I'm 60,
You're 60 how old, Judith?
I thought I'd sneak in a 64 then, but I didn't.
I heard it, even though you did.
That bit older, I'm 68 this year.
Yeah, five years older. But anyway, we are of an age where we are losing parents. And I think a lot of our listeners are in the same boat, either having been through that process, about to go through that process, also the dementia thing. But there's so many people writing in as well who lost their parents so much younger. And lots of different stories and lots of some very funny emails as well. I mean, death is awful, but it's also there are comedy moments within. There have to be, otherwise you'd just be ripping your clothes and tearing your hair out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I suppose it's the ultimate black humour, isn't it? I would imagine that if you got a group of undertakers together and people would have, well, God, bloody
well,
hell,
yes,
I probably would never
yes.
stop telling you stuff. I mean, in fact, I don't know why. Has anyone ever done a kind of, you know, a sort of stand-up show about that? Bloody should have done.
Well, there is a very famous sitcom called 6 Feet Under, which is...
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, I'm being thick. Yes, yes.
Well,
yes,
no,
yes,
you're
yes,
not. Because, yes. Judith, you know why you're not being thick? Because I had this exact same conversation with Phoebe. And I said, you know, somebody should do a sitcom set in... A comedy set in a funeral parlour. She said, Mum, 6 Feet Under, honestly. So last week I put that picture of June up with her bike when she was about 10.
Oh, beautiful picture.
You know, which must have been, I mean, she was born in 1929, so it must have been just the breakout of the war or very early on in the war. So I put it on Twitter, I put it on our Instagram, and it got a very big reaction. I do think it's a really lovely picture and it summed her up a lot and her life ahead of her and all that sort of thing. But I was just looking at my Twitter account and I noticed that it had been viewed by an extraordinary 2.2 million people.
Right. Jenny, no, it's not possible.
2.2 million. Well, that is impossible because I certainly don't have 2.2 million.
But wait a minute, is that because people pass it on to each other?
No,
or...
it wasn't that. I was really confused and I just thought, well, this is a bit weird and I felt slightly embarrassed and because
you shouldn't feel that.
Well, no, I know, but I knew it was out of the ordinary and a bit peculiar because I've got 200,000 followers on Twitter, which is a lot, but it's not 2.2 million. So, anyway, I got a message from Phoebe. What had happened was that the Daily Mail had lifted the photograph off my account and put it online.
Gosh, what, and saying that you'd lost your mum, or
I'd left a touching tribute to my mother on my Twitter account, used the photograph, but then written some other stuff about how in the past I'd admitted that I wasn't a very good mother myself.
Oh, good heavens.
And I know. At this point, I thought, I don't want to see this. I don't want to. I'm not going to look it up. And it's just a reminder to us all, particularly you and me, I think, is that anything you put online, anything you put on social media isn't yours.
Gosh, that is actually very shocking, particularly in the context of sort of memorial and bereavement. That is tactless and impolite, actually, isn't it?
I think it's impolite. I think that a request could have been made and then I could have, you know, checked it through with my brother and sister.
Absolutely.
But then, you know, I am to blame because I put it online and, you know, I should know better. I'm feeling, you were asking me before we went on air how I was feeling. And
absolutely.
I'm mentally okay and I'm at peace with June dying and because it was a long time coming. But I've had this really weird physical reaction. Just this exhaustion, Judith, this absolute, utter bodily exhaustion, this heavy-limbed fatigue.
Gosh. Oh, well, you know, come on, it's emotional exhaustion, isn't it? What you've been through is massive. It's massive. I know it was expected. I know that she'd lived to a ripe old age, but, you know, come on, you sat next to her, you saw it happen, and it is exhausting. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because that's really your body saying, look, you need to slow down and actually absorb this a bit, probably.
Yeah.
Thank God you're not on tour. Thank God you're not actually on the road.
I'd be able to do it, but I'd be a zombie off stage. I'd be able to throw myself on stage, do the hour and a half, and then sort of I'd be crawling around backstage. I know that. And I think that grief does find a way of manifesting itself. For me, it's been this bodily tired feeling. My sister, she got an eye infection and her back went again.
God, did it really?
Yeah. So she was lying on the sofa at my mother's flat, sort of feeling very sorry for herself. And I went into the kitchen to make her a hot water bottle.
Yeah.
And you know when you make a hot water bottle sometimes and it just makes a ridiculous gulping sort? It does a big burp.
Oh, yes. It sort of spits it up at you, doesn't it?
It spits it up. And I scalded my hand, Judith. I scalded my hand.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
I know.
Sorry.
And but I've still got a red, dry, sort of scaly patch there, which I think I'm going to have forever. And my brother had to come through and be sympathetic, which was very hard for him.
Is it really? I don't believe that for a minute. I think I've only met your brother briefly, but I like him. I know I like him. Do you know what I mean? Whatever you've told me about him, I like him.
He's like me, scaled up a lot, though. I mean, all my worst points he's got magnified.
Okay,
and
I don't think I'd appreciate
I'm not sure
that. Right.
That my best points he's got magnified particularly.
I'm sure he's got everything. But, you know, hot water bottles are quite, they're quite dangerous, really. When you think about it.
Yes.
I remember when the kids were small, we had to take one of them, I think it was Sienna, to A&E, because I thought she'd come up with a terrible rash on her back. Yeah. No, I just thought she'd got a terrible rash on her back. I think it was. I mean, she was probably an early teenager or something. She probably had period pains. But, you know, if you get it too close to your skin, it does kind of burn you as well. Yeah. Mind you, I like a hot water bottle. I do too.
But Judith, I don't know whether we've discussed this on air because my memory's not great at the moment. That's another thing. There's a sort of bit, I think, you know, like you have baby brain. I think I've got death brain.
Probably.
Where I just forget things. And but on the inside.
There's no room anyway, is there? Come on.
Bottles.
There's no room in there anyway.
It's full.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
I've got all my mud lyrics in there. They've got to go. I've got to clear some head out so I can get some other stuff in. I really shouldn't know, you know, all the lyrics to the Bay City Rollers numbers. Mind you, they
expendable.
Were just shang-a-lang. There were no lyrics. It was shang-a-lang over and over and over a fucking game. But in this like a hot water bottle, in the neck, it should have the date of when it should be thrown away.
But yeah, but would you read it? I wouldn't read it. First of all, I'd have to put my glasses on. I wouldn't fuck to do that. people could do that if you like. Don't think they make any bloody difference at all.
If you're a cautious type, maybe you want to check your hot water bottles and the sell-by dates on them. The perishable dates. Let's face it, Judith, a perished hot water bottle can cause a fuck of a lot of damage.
You're right. Yeah. No, you are right. Because I think they probably do, don't they? After a certain decades of service, do sort of start browsing leaks. I know, they're funny old things, aren't they? I never got on with those wheaty things. Did you ever have one of those wheaty things that go in the microwave?
No,
they smell funny, don't they? And I don't know. They don't. They get all sweaty. Don't like them. Anyway,
the
I'm an old lady. I'm allowed to have a hot water bottle. Hottie. I'm allowed. Take them to bed with me. You know.
With a cover. With a nice cover.
No, without a cover. Oh, I'm without a cover, me. Oh, don't like the cover. Actually, I remember, yeah, in your eyes, you always have a cover. Take it off. I take it off. Doesn't give me enough of a hit.
I've got three hot water bottles. Oh, I've got two now because I took one round Phoebe's when she was so desperately ill over a Christmas.
Oh.
And I'll never see that again. I've got two left and they're both...
Because
once upon a time, I used to make a lot of money. I got two hot water bottles and they're both in cashmere jackets, Judith. They're both in cashmere jackets that have got
moth in them. I remember.
Yeah.
Do you know what I nearly bought you for Christmas? But it was too mean, actually. Yeah. But the thought went through my head.
Yeah. I got a tea towel. Thank you for my tea towel.
Not really. No, I'm sorry, I went a little bit too the other way. But what I wanted to buy you in my head was some cashmere socks to wear while you were watching telly on your beanbag.
So, did you say cashmere socks?
I did, yes. Have you got any cashmere socks?
No, but you know me, I'd put them in the wrong wash, wouldn't I? And they'd end up pixie size. Oh, I'd end up having to give them to Arlo, because we're a bit clumsy like that. So anyway, Judith, talking at great length as we have about hot water bottles and my holy cashmere covers, yes, I'm really sorry anybody who's zoning out, but I'm going to bring this to a head, literally. I have bought, and I'm sure you've got one, I have bought a darning mushroom.
You've bought that sentence is really throwing me. It's really throwing me.
Okay.
You have bought a darning mushroom. Good God, and I thought I knew you quite well. Why?
Because I think that I'm at a time of my life where I don't want to throw things away that don't need throwing away but can be mended. Mm. And so I'm going to get into, and my mental health is all over the place at the moment, and I'm angry and resentful and I've got a few problems going on. So I'm going to get into visible darning.
It doesn't strike me as the kind of stabbing kind of, do you know, because if you want to use it as a sort of therapy, then I'm not sure this is really going to tick the box. However, I can see that some mending is a restorative thing to do. However, I don't think you need it. Okay, let me just be radical and controversial. I don't think you need a mushroom. I mean, did you not learn how to darn when you were at school? Because I did.
Not that I can remember. But I might have wagged that class. It was probably they probably attempted it sometime when I was a teenager and I would not have been there either physically or mentally.
Mentally, no. I mean, I suppose as teenagers, darning would have been like right at the edge of anything that we've even remotely fucking interested in, even me. And I was quite conscientious, really, in domestic science.
But
and
needle are you a visible mender, Judith? Do you do visible mender?
Oh, I do. No, I think you mean invisible. I'm definitely a visible
I mean it's a new thing. Well, it's not new, it's been around for as long as wild swimming. I'm just very late to catch up with it. Visible mending is a thing that has been around for about past 5 years.
I don't understand. Visible mending is just bad mending. So that
need to look up all that there are YouTube videos after YouTube tutorials.
Never.
Yes, because it's a thing. It's basically saying, I'm wearing my darning with pride.
Oh, good grief. What a clever spin on something not done very well. Whoever thought of that is a fucking genius.
You still do it very well, because my friend, I went round to my friend Vanessa's, who does all the hats for the babies.
Oh, yes.
You know, she's the crochet queen of South London. And she showed me some of her visible mending, and it is very beautiful.
Is she doing it in a different colour? Wait a minute.
Yes.
Is she used to... Oh, I see. So it's visible as in, like, not
visible.
Only... okay. So now you see, it's nudging into the affectatious for me now. I'm sorry, I'm not sure about this. Shoddy mending is, you know, I'm up all for that.
Well, the thing is, I've taken a couple of cardigans of my mother's. And there's a black cashmere one, which obviously is too small for me. I think it's had been in a boil wash. But it'll do for Phoebe. But it's got a hole in it. And I'm just determined. I'm going to do it with red thread or orange. Yes, I am, Judith. And I'm going to, once my mushroom comes, I'm going to get stuck in.
Right. Well, now suddenly, all of a sudden, I'm thinking maybe I'd quite like a mushroom, a darling mushroom, but I'm such a copycat. But you could do it without it easy. And I do remember the diagram in Domestic Science about darning. It's basically just crisscrossy thing, isn't it? But I'm not sure.
Yes,
about the
but
red.
There's,
I'm not convinced
there's more
about
to
that.
It than that. There's more to it than just crissy crossy. There's a proper method. Anyway, we mustn't bang on this about this
it might
too much
be a
because.
Bit.
I think half the audience will be going, and half will be going, yeah, God, I'm touching myself between my legs while they talk about visible darning.
I want to see a picture of the aforementioned orange or red thread on the black cashmere. Got my feeling you might do it and think we should have done it in black. But there you go. Have it your way.
I've got a feeling I will make a pig's ear of it and I'll have to take it round to Vanessa's and go, Vanessa, can you help me? She's so gifted. Honestly, it's really weird watching someone that you know very well being able to do something that you just can't do.
It's marvellous, isn't it? I bet she picks up the threads. Anyway, we must stop. We've got to rein ourselves in now and move on, haven't we?
Yes. So we are the 11th of January recording this. This will go, this is going to come out on Friday the 13th.
Oh, of course it is too, isn't it? Friday the 13th. Do you worry about that? Do you worry about things like that?
I think that so far, the luck that I'm having this year, both cars have broken. And,
oh, no, not your lovely, what's it called?
My Mini Clubman. My Mini
what's
Clubman.
That?
It's got lights up on the dashboard, Judith, that I know not which are what they are.
Oh, so I guess you ignored them for a bit, didn't you? You must have ignored them for a while. Hope they go away. Come on.
One is red. All I can say is that one
is
red. Is
it on all the time or is it flashing on and off?
It's on all the time. It's got a fucking big exclamation mark in the middle.
Oh, bitch. That's annoying. Look at there. You get to do something. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's being a bit needy. It's such a shame because I love that car and I just thought, don't you let me down? And then Jeff was driving his car, and it got a thing on it that say, I don't know what it said, but it was in words because his is a bit more sophisticated than mine. So it came up with a message on his dashboard, basically saying that it was going into emergency mode and would only go at 30 miles an hour, which is fine in London, to be quite honest.
That's beyond spiteful, that is.
That's because his is kind of all computers. Do you know what I mean? And the RAC came out. He's got a spanner, hasn't he? It doesn't know what to do. Well, that's actually not fair on the RSC. They do know what to do with computers, but it was beyond him. And you know that if it's beyond the roadside emergency service, you're in for trouble, aren't you? And we've got to replace the boiler. I tell you, Judith.
Oh, three things. All expensive, I bet you. Yeah, that
horrible.
I know.
Horrible. It's a drab time of the year, isn't it?
It is a drab time. It's a really difficult. The snowdrops aren't even up yet. And I have been looking. I have honestly been looking because I do, you know, now I'm a bit older. I do like that seasonal change, don't you?
Well, we've got nothing else to look forward to. Haven't we, apart from the weather?
Oh, I know. It is hard, though, isn't it? You look out for the aconites and I see a few snowdrops and I think, focuses will be next. And isn't that funny? Because when you were young, I remember, you know, the last
what's
thing
an aconite?
That excited me. An aconite. It's an aconite. They are little yellow, like almost like gorse. The flowers are like little bulbous yellow ones. And then they've got these frilly kind of leaves. Dark green leaves, and they come up in clumps. Your garden's not big enough anyway for that. But you'll see them in the park.
Thank you very much.
You'll see them in the park.
I don't have any grass either, and I don't have any soil in my garden.
Yeah, okay. So
but I have lost, and it has upset me, because just everything is just... every single day, another piece of shit happens. So today I looked out in the garden, and I bagged them up in black bin liners, some of the succulents and the, you know, the...
Tulip bulbs and things.
No. You know, the sculptural plants that we have in pots in our back garden. Oh. And there's a Cornish rose that had been so magnificent last year into the late autumn, and the frost, when we had that snow, it just did for it. And today, I mean, it was bagged up so I couldn't see the disaster that lay underneath, and then the bag has split and it's just flomped out. And if you don't know what a Cornish rose is, look it up online, because they grow, you'll have seen them all over Cornwall, Judith. They grow in the wilds and they're really extraordinary things. Oh, and this one was doing so well and had little babies all over. I know.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, talking of Cornwall, we're off to Cornwall at the end of the week with the twins and Sienna.
Oh, Sienna's going too, so you know.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. No. But you know what? I've because it's quite a long way. It's 4 hours, you know, on the journey. It takes ages.
Well, you'll be lucky. That's I think that's being very optimistic, Judith.
Well, it might be. But this time of year, it's not too bad at all.
Okay. It's taken me 10. That's all I'm saying.
But that's going through London, isn't it? Did it take you 10?
Yeah, and we got stuck behind a burning caravan as well. That was a bit of a slowed us down.
Yeah, well, it would do. anyway, so we're doing that, which I am looking forward to. However, I've been quite clever, quite crafty, Jenny, about my choice of transport, because it's still a two-car job,
Of course it is.
Two car seats in the back, two travel cots, two high chairs, all that stuff. Yeah. So what I said, and it made me look quite sort of magnanimous, really, I said, well, I tell you what, why don't I go down in advance, get everything set up? Yes, Sienna leapt at that. Of course, what it means is that Mike's got lumbered with the journey with the twins. And I've done that once, only one way. And it's when they slept all the time, but it was still terrible.
Really?
Terrible.
Yeah. Because you have to stop a lot with babies, don't you?
Worse than that. You have to stop a lot, and then they do a poo. They need entertaining. So basically, he's going to be sandwiched in at the back. I know this, between the two things with, legs astride the thing that comes through from the front. And, let's hope that doesn't happen both simultaneously. But basically, they are going to take it in turns to need, yes. Shall I read you a story?
They're going to take it in turns to shit, and then you're going to have 6 hours, because I'm really sorry, I'm not giving you 4 hours for this journey. It's going to take six. Of nursery rhymes.
Plus stops. There's only so many times you can sing Wheels on the Bus with something.
Yeah, and all nursery rhymes when they're recorded are done in a really high-pitched voice, aren't they? And everything's a bit American.
Yes. And you just think, terribly American.
Will someone just talk normally? Well, can we just stop this cartoon voice nonsense? I mean, I'm just surprised they don't all start talking in cartoon, the kids.
Well, yeah, I know. They probably do, for all we know at the moment. anyway, he's going to have it. It's not going to be easy. And I'm going to be able to stop. And I'm going to be able to eat a packet of giant chocolate buttons, which is if I'm honest, my one on the way.
I thought you were a cheesy, what's it?
Oh, well, I might do a bit of both, Jenny.
Like pudding, like a main and then pudding.
Yeah. But if I get a bit tired, which, it's quite dangerous not to have some sugar. You wouldn't be interested in the giant chocolate buttons, but they do sell them at service stations in scandalously large bags. And actually, that is very
medicinal.
Naughty.
Yeah, they're medicinal for the long distance driver.
Yes. So, I'm going to do that. But what we're doing at the moment, if I'm honest, is because that Mike and I said that we would do 2 days of childcare a week when they had babies.
Oh, God.
I know.
Is there not a local nursery? Could you not sort of pay for
them?
Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, I've committed to a day, Judith, starting in March.
I wish I'd done a day. Thing is, we've got the double whammy of twins, haven't we? Like, that's kind of double-double, isn't it?
When they're a bit older, but it's not yet, they will entertain each other. So there will be... payback. You will reap rewards later, but it's not going to happen quite yet, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it really isn't. And I mean, you know, it's not like I'm going to say to be able to say to Mike, well, I'm just popping out on my bike for an hour, because I think, you know, unless they're asleep, it's kind of a two-man job. Stanley's whizzing all over the place now and trying to climb as well. So, you know, it's going to be like, it's going to be like marking two people at network all day. At netball, netball. It is, and I don't know how long the days are going to be yet. When we're in Cornwall, Sienna has said that we're going to have a safety briefing, reminder, revision, right?
Oh, God.
We're going to have pram lessons and car seat lessons. We're going to have to do
Have they moved on into a different pram? Because Arlo's out of his bassinet. He grew out of that before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
He got his shoulders wedged and it was quite difficult to get him out. So he's in the sort of, you know, the one, the next stage pram bit. I suppose the twins have been in that for ages.
Yes, they have. Yes, I think they will be in that for a little while. But, you know, as we both know, they're not straightforward, are they? And lugging them in. And when there's a twin one, you get in out of the car. Oh,
I don't know about the twins' characters. Are they easy?
Well, Stanley's easy but adventurous and crawling, and Eddie is not difficult, but he gets a bit needy. There are days when you have to carry him everywhere, you know, when you've got two of them, that's quite hard. But they change all the time. I mean, they do, don't they? And Arlo
is incredibly patient. I have never... And when I think back, Phoebe was a very easy baby. And the other day, I was pulling... Yeah, she was reasonable. She was a reasonable baby.
Okay.
And Arlo's reasonable. And the other day, I got a jumper so stuck on his head, so stuck, because, you know, big head, big cannonball head. And the jumper was so stuck, I couldn't get it back on, I couldn't get it off. I mean, he wasn't fighting me. You know, like most babies would go into a sort of screaming fit.
Well,
he was trying to help.
Oh,
and it was so tragic because he couldn't, because hasn't got the coordination for it. And I couldn't, and you know, Phoebe had to come up and take him away from me. And I was going like, it's all right, I can do it. She goes, it's my baby. Did you get that ever?
Not quite, not in those words, but sort of effectively. I mean, the trouble is, you know, when we're flying solo, we're not going to be able to say, yes, Sienna, can you get an 8 today? What do you think? Are you easy tired? What's happening here? No, we're going to be flying. No, we're going to be ringing up each other, aren't we? God.
You'll know what to do and I'll be useless. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're very lucky. Yeah. We know that. So, and you'll have Mike. You'll have Mike on hand.
Yeah, got to keep an eye on him, you know. What about Jeff? Is he going to be in the background? Is he going to do some of this?
Jeff will be in the background if he's around.
God, you haven't negotiated that very well, Jenny, if I may say so.
Well, it's not... Yeah, but he's, you know, he's still got jobs to do and work on and bits and bobs, so, you know...
Yes!
I think he'll pretend.
There will be times when you go off on tour, let's face it, and do lots of telly jobs.
Yeah. Bye!
We could...
But then when I'm working, I could probably afford to pay for another day at nursery, something like that.
Oh, you know, well, that's nice. That's good. That's a good transaction.
Do. Yeah,
I might look up, see how much it costs that time, you know what I mean?
Just to see if there's any good cheap childminding in the village. Maybe a young girl who wants to train to be a nursery nurse.
Oh, nice.
Needs a bit of work experience, Judith.
Yeah, but cheap.
Has never done twins
slash
before.
Slash cheap.
Yeah, wants to get twins on the CV. Yeah.
Oh, you know. That's a good thinking, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely,
it's a reason why we're successful in life, isn't it? There's a reason why big women of our age have kind of, you know, we work one or two things out, don't we? So it's a bit like we're about to start this job. Well, we are about to start this job, you see.
When on the notes you said, we're about to start this job, I just thought, what job? What is she like? You said on the notes, Mike and I have got about to start this new job. And I thought, what are you doing? You're doing setting up a catering company or something.
A couple of baristas.
But you mean looking after the twins?
I mean, like, yeah. Well, nobody's going to offer us a job, are they? No, looking after the twins, which is a job and a half, isn't it? Yeah. So I mean, we said to her the other day, well, these are the dates that we want to go to Cornwall, you know, various places. And it was kind of, she was a bit sort of, you know, that you might need to put an annual leave form in. Do you know what I mean?
She was joking.
Little bit. I don't think fully actually. So we're trying to cram loads of things in. So we're going to go to the Canaries for a week before we start. And Mike's booked this ridiculous holiday to the Galapagos, which I think, because, you know, he likes to go on these adventure things, and I think it'll be the last one. Better be anyway, because I've seen the cost of it. blimey. I didn't really want to go to the Galapagos. Can't say it properly. Because there's a lot of bird watching, I think.
There's giant turtles as well, Judith, I think. I think the Galapagos are... I think the drawback of the Galapagos, and people will know, I don't think there's anywhere particularly nice to stay. I'm not too sure.
It's stay on a boat, Jenny. Stay on boats.
Oh. Yeah, that's already hard work. There's a bit of me that would like a sort of Galapagos highlight holiday without all the shit bits.
That's what we'd like in a holiday, isn't it?
That's what we'd like in life, really. Just edited highlights, really. Yeah.
I'm sure it's gorgeous and it's one of the most unsport places in the world. You have to book a slot. He was lucky to get the slot, et cetera, et cetera. And as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, Judith, why didn't you say you wanted to go? Well, I don't think we could afford it for both of us to go. But I don't know whether I'm going to look at many of the pictures that he sends us, really. Do you know what I mean? Because he's going to look tanned and it's all going to be turquoisey, et cetera. It's a long way. I'd hate the flight and I wouldn't like the boats and I'd be a bit of pain in the neck. And I'm not that interested in birds. So there you go.
But it's not like sparrows and robins, Judith. It's like amazing birds. I'm sorry, I'm sort of being the voice of I'd quite fancy the Galapagos.
Yeah, all right. Well, too late. I'm not going.
You've got canaries.
We're going to the Canaries, going to be the exact same place that we went to last year where I did the podcast from the bar. So I'll probably be doing that because I see we become creatures of habit, haven't we now?
Yeah. You know, like I think holidays are really difficult, really difficult.
Well, if you find something that you like, you know, it's probably a good idea to go again. You know, do you know what I mean? And by the way, if anybody's looking for a holiday in Cornwall and they fancy going to our flat, it's very nice. It's very lovely. It's nothing luxurious, but it's rather gorgeous.
It's very comfortable.
It is very comfortable. And it overlooks the sea, which is the lovely thing. And we've got, I think we've got a lot of bookings in March and April. But beyond that, we've got pretty much a sort of blank piece of paper. So, and it is www.cornishhideaway.co.uk. So it's Cornish Hideaway singular.co.uk. And then you can see the pictures and everything.
Lovely.
But yes, lots of the gangs have gone.
May will be lovely. May, June in Cornwall. Flowers.
June. Oh, I know. I mean, I adore Cornwall, actually. I really do.
So do I.
I know you love it too. Yeah.
So I have got the funeral next week, so we will be able to record, and then we're all going up to Lytham for the funeral. It's a humanist ceremony, so it's all speeches from us, and a poem by Phoebe and a song by Daisy.
Is she written a poem or is she reading one?
Yes, she's written one.
She's written one. Oh,
and Daisy's doing. Daisy can sing like a dream, so she's doing.
Oh,
Helen
and
Reddy
she's
number.
Going to. Si- oh my word!
And I
oh,
think
Jenny, that's going
to
be beautiful.
Accompany on the guitar. So it's a bit like a family talent show, really. It's a bit disgusting, but, you know, what else can you do?
You're not going to do any stand-up, I hope, are you? Or are you?
I am doing a joke from my stand-up that is inspired by my mother,
Actually,
it's not really... I mean, if it was in a church, the ceiling would probably come down on me because it's not really church material. But I think in a crematorium, when it's a humanist ceremony, I can get away with it.
You need some laughs. As you do, genuinely need, I think, some laughs in a funeral. She was, you know... Well, as we know, she was a woman who laughed a lot. And, you know, that's nice. You've got the light and shade. It'll be good.
Yeah, if I hear tutting from the coffin, then... I know I've gone too far. If I hear her go, honestly, Jenny, honestly, for heaven's sake. And then afterwards, it's three choices of sandwich.
And
some fruitcake. Yep.
Oh, that's a good choice. I like that. Tea and coffee. Mm. Or is the wine? Are you going alcohol as well?
Well, I think there'll be money behind the bar, but we're hoping people, you know, it's an afternoon. We'll hope people don't go mad.
I'm sure. Oh, it'll be lovely, actually. And a good few, I mean, it's, you know, well, people say, don't they, a good send off and that. And it is sort of, it's kind of restorative in a kind, you know, difficult thing to get through.
Well, it's a full stop to it, isn't it? You've got to, you know, these things have got to be done. Yeah. There's a kind of pattern to you know, somebody dying. You've got to get the death certificate. You've got to, And that's weird when you go, because we had to pick it up in Preston. You've only got 5 days. And one of those days, everything's shut in up north where we were. And anyway, we managed to pick it up in Preston on our drive back to London. And you just realise that it's the same building does births, marriages and deaths.
Gosh, really?
Yeah. And I quite liked seeing the little babies coming in. But you can, for some people, it must be very, very difficult. If you've lost somebody who's young, it must be awful seeing all this new life and happiness and people coming in to register weddings and everything. And I do think maybe there should be separate entrances. But anyway, I enjoyed it. It was a little baby called Rosie. And I thought, you know, June goes off one end, in comes Rosie. It's sort of circle of life, isn't it? On we go. So that's that. Right then, Culture Corner. Now then, let's just briefly mention the Harry book, Spare.
You can't really avoid it, can you? Interviews, books, leaks, papers. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit bored with it now, if I'm honest. I'm a bit bored with it now. And I've kind of had enough with it. I have downloaded it
on my Audible.
Oh, Jenny, you haven't.
Yes,
on your Audible.
Well have. I feel like I have to be across it. He's reading it very well. The media has played us all, and I think we have to be a bit less quick to judge. The report on what he said about his experiences in Afghanistan and what's in the actual book are very, very different. Not that I've got to that bit
yet. Well, he was very honest. He's very honest about everything. Got to hand him that.
And the thing, my stumbling block here, and this has always been a huge bugbear of mine, is that it is ghostwritten, and it is ghostwritten by a Pulitzer Prize winning writer called J.R. Merlinger or something. You can Google that yourself. He's an extraordinary writer who apparently ghost wrote Andre Agassi's biography Open, which did phenomenally well. And his own biography, his own book, was so successful George Clooney directed a film based on it. So he's good. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
That's a good signing, isn't it? He was a good
signing. The writing is classy. It's very classy. Is it? But he is not credited. And that, to me...
You are kidding!
No.
You are kidding.
Not credited. Not as far as I can see, he is not credited.
Well, even more reason not to download it, I'm afraid.
Well, I just think by law now, there should be...
That's bad.
It really is. It's kind of... That is, to me, that is entitlement. That is just saying... And Andre Agassi didn't credit him either. Now, Andre Agassi would not let someone else go on court and take a shot for him. You know, like they do in tennis, that racket thing they do. He wouldn't allow that. So why is it all right to use someone else's work without credit?
That is astonishing. It's beyond rude, actually. That's immoral. But they must. I mean, they can't have anything in their contract. I hadn't realised it was. I hadn't noticed that it was ghostwritten, and I think that's unnecessary.
Well, what do you really think Prince Harry sat down and wrote this massive book?
Well, no, I suppose that is a bit naive, isn't it? That is a bit naive.
Well, considering
he likes talking about it, doesn't he? I mean,
he's very eloquent when he's talking about it. But no, there's a difference. You know, this is the structure of this book, the structure of sentences. You just know that as soon as you start listening to it, you know that you're in a very, very safe pair of writer's hands.
Books I am still reading and enjoying very much, The Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead. And we've got into the Flying Machine sort of era now, which is wonderful. And I know you loved it, didn't you?
I did
you
love that it. Book. I think book, it's actually. A great book, great. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm busy with that.
Okay, I am still listening and enjoying Demon Copperhead by Barbara Kingsolver, also brilliantly written. Jeff and I have got a crime caper on the side, but I'm not going to mention details as I think bits of it are quite shit. Jeff thinks it's really good. Okay, what else? What about what have you been listening to and what have you been watching?
Well, I found, because it was very well reviewed, actually, a really good, funny podcast by Kathy Burke, the lovely Kathy Burke, called Where There's a Will, There's a Wake. I mean, very on message for what we've been talking about today, isn't it? And basically, it's mostly comedians that she's done so far.
She hasn't done me. And I've just lost my mum.
She will do. I can assure you that she will. I listened to Stuart Lee actually yesterday, who was wonderful. And so she divides it into three. She talks about, you know, how would you like to die, and you know, what sort of funeral do you want, and what kind of memorial. And it's rather good. I mean, you know, it's very laid back in the way that podcasts are, and I would recommend it. It's yes, it's
That's
good.
Kathy Burke, it's good. But there's another one called Griefcast as well, which is
yes, there is. And in fact, I think some of the messages that people have been sending to you, they've mentioned it, and yeah. I dipped in. I haven't listened to enough of it to kind of recommend it, but I gather it is rather good, and it's called Griefcast. It's obviously sensitive. And right, okay.
Telly, what have we got telly-wise?
Telly, well, you know, like you, Happy Valley, and what else have I been watching? I don't think we found very much new, actually.
Well, Sunday night, Judith. Sunday night sort of basically last couple of days, because you've got Throwdown, you've got Midwife, you've got Valley.
Oh, that's right. It's three in a row, isn't it? Or yeah, they probably
the catch. But you can't watch them all live. You've got to decide between Throwdown and Midwife, and then catch the other one up on catch up.
Yes. But no, all lovely viewing. I saw a Midwife this week. It's just always kind of. It's not just cozy, but it's what? Quality.
It's quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, now, emails.
So many beautiful emails that you got from people. And I got somebody called Jane Sawyer, who is a pet portrait artist, said a few weeks ago, would I like her to do a portrait of Poppy? And she's done it. I haven't seen it in person yet. She's very kindly going to meet me and hand it over. It is astonishing.
I saw the photograph that she sent you, and it is extraordinary.
Oh my God. It is breathtakingly good. It really is. So I am very excited to see that. And
I mean, she must have a website. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she has. I thought I would wait to put it on until I've got the actual thing, and then absolutely I'll share the website, because she is obviously brilliant at what she does. Yeah. But, you know, we've got a nice gang, haven't we? The gang, you know, is a nice bunch of people, I must say.
Absolutely. We had so many emails, as you said earlier, and some of them actually were very funny. And this one is from Alison, and she said, the next sad part after the funeral, of course, will be sorting through all June's possessions and deciding what's to be kept and by whom. My brothers and I did this when our mum died, and the process certainly had its moments. What to do with 27 pairs of pop socks and at least 48 bottles of Dad's homemade wine of various flavours and vintages? The added bonus of everything smelling of fags. Mum was an enthusiastic woodbine smoker throughout her adult life. Meant there weren't many takers for a lot of the stuff. And that just really made me laugh, actually.
Oh, hilarious.
just everything stinking of woodbines. Lovely. Thank you for that. Thank you for all your lovely emails. I'm really looking forward to getting that portrait of Poppy and sharing it on the notice board, because the sneaky glimpse I've had is really quite phenomenal.
Yes, yeah, it's
yes, and everybody, if you need to get in touch with us, if you want to share anything with us, you know, particularly darning mushroom related, possibly, olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Good, right, see you next week. Toodlebip.
See you next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.